Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Hawk Week podcast. I'm Hawk Week editor Matthew Appleby, and today I'm with Burpee Seeds sales and marketing director Simon Crawford and new commercial director Andrew Mellows. So welcome, Simon.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning.
And welcome, Andrew.
Hi, Matthew.
Excellent. Now, good to see you two. Now, Burpee has recently moved to new premises, so there's lots going on in the company. And Andrew, you're new at the company, and you're both well-known faces in the industry. So starting with you, Andrew, you've just started, so how have things been going? What have you been up to?
It's been really good. I think just learning the sea trade has been very interesting. And obviously, I've got a huge amount of knowledge to get from Simon. Just learning the processes here, working out what's working, what things we can start to improve, and then starting to visit customers as well. So it's been a really good and exciting 6 weeks.
Brilliant. And you mentioned you've been to see a few customers recently. Who have you seen, and what's their views on how things are looking for this year?
I think cautious optimism is probably the key word at the moment. I think everybody's still suffering a little bit from a COVID hangover, but I think coming out of that, I think that there's some green shoots of recovery.
Brilliant. Okay, and Simon, what is the thinking about appointing Andrew? Is it sort of new direction for Burpee? Where are you all going?
Well, I'm retiring, Matthew. So that's really the main reason we need someone else to come in, take over the business, expand it, continue to the growth track that we've been on. It's my retirement that really has brought this all together. The movement to the new office facility was required because we'd outgrown the facility in Driffield. So we needed to expand our storage space and our office space anyway. And so everything came together, and being able to get Andrew on board has been a real bonus, a plus. Someone with significant sales and marketing commercial experience to add to the team. It will take probably a few months before I completely close the door, but I'm certainly going to be sticking around till the end of this year. Before I depart, finally.
We'll talk more about your career in a bit. But Andrew, you very well-known face in the industry, as I said, ex-Guardman and Woodlodge. But earlier on, we were talking about the hort industry and the unpredictability of it. And having moved from into fresh goods into from kind of hard goods, I guess it makes it even more unpredictable. So do you think this year is going to be a normal season?
Whatever a normal season is, Matt, I've been in the season now. So I've been in the industry now for almost 20 years, and I'm still waiting for the normal season to arrive. I one would hope so. I think there's still, and the supply chain has still got an awful lot of stock in it, I think, where after people have come out of COVID. And I think once that normalises, I think, touch wood, yeah, we should have a normal season. Just need the weather gods to pray to be with us.
No, well, indeed. I mean, I guess with the live side of things, there are different challenges from what you've had in previous years. But there has been many challenges along the road in the last 2 or 3 years. But I guess that is kind of all over now. We kind of got over the idea of Brexit, and we've got over the idea of COVID being a big impactor on the industry. Do you think that's a reasonable assumption?
Yes, I think so. And I think the biggest concern now is the draw on consumer spend, and you know, with cost of living increases, etc. It's how much disposable income people are prepared to spend on gardening. The one thing we can do is make sure it's there. It's available to the consumers through our sort of network and supply channels. I think it's also making sure that it's the product you're supplying is dependable and easy to grow.
No, indeed. Now, Simon, you've got quite a few roles in the broader industry with BPOA, with Flora Select, and as a breeder. Are you going to keep any of those roles? What's your plans?
Well, I'll continue to be interested in breeding and product development for sure. I'll continue my voluntary work with the RHS, but I will be stepping back from Flora Select towards the end of this year. We've got some really good we have the convention for Flora Select coming to the UK in July, which I'm involved with, and so I want to see that through successfully. But yeah, after over 10 years now with Burpee, I will be stepping back, but I'm sure I will maintain a strong interest in what Burpee are doing in the UK and beyond. We started Burpee in the UK in 2011. So we've been 10, 11, 12 years almost working to introduce Burpee's varieties into the UK and the European market, of course, Matt. And we were trading directly with Europe until Brexit, but sadly Brexit prevented us from continuing that work, and so we had to establish a new office in the Netherlands to distribute our products, and working closely with Grain Vaults to do that. That was a negative as far as I was concerned with Brexit, that we the red tape and the hoops we had to jump through to get seed onto the continent were too much, so we had to establish a store in the Netherlands to do that.
That sounds like quite a neat solution. And working with Flora Select is obviously an international organisation, and you've got a gold medal winner, Helianthus Desire Red, just being announced as a gold medal winner. What are your hopes for that particular variety?
Well, we're so excited about this, and we hope that people will pick it up generally across the trade. Andrew and I were calling on some of the retail packet houses last week. We'll be visit and see distributors like Moles, and we'll be seeing Ball next week, of course. So we're hoping those guys will take the variety on board. It is an outstanding garden performer, but can also be grown in a pot as a potted plant. So we're really excited about the prospect of a first gold medal, I think, in the history. Although Burpee was a founder member of Flora Select. David Burpee actually signed the original charter in 1971 when Flora Select was founded. But we've not had a gold medal winner before. So yeah, it's really an incredible event for us to be receiving this award in the UK. And our breeder, Henk van der Velde, will be coming over to receive his gold medal.
Excellent. Congratulations on that. Now, you mentioned the Flora Select convention in July, so can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, the focus of these conventions is really the annual general meeting. And so the annual general meeting will be held at Hyde Hall. We asked the RHS, Ian LeGros and Rob Brett, whether we could hold the event there, mainly because we wanted to visit the Floral Fantasia area that was started by Peter Seabrook. So we will be there on the afternoon of July the 4th. In the morning, we will visit Fothergills in Newmarket. They have got a full Flora Select trial. And then we'll be having the AGM at Hyde Hall, as well as a tour of Floral Fantasia, visiting Floranova on the Wednesday, And then a gala dinner in Hadley, just down the road, actually from Cedric Morris's place, Benton End. I don't know whether you've visited yet, Matt, but also a very interesting new trust garden.
No, I'll be very interested in Morris because I've been to Garden Museum recently and his art has been very strongly promoted there. So, yeah, no, I'd love to go there.
So, that really sums it up. Our home garden conference, of course, we are focused on the home garden at Burpee. And so the home garden conference that's held every year this year will be held by Flora Select in the north of Holland, based in Lelystad. And we'll be visiting Econ Seeds and Pan American Seeds and a number of other breeders, but with a very heavy focus on the end user, the consumer, and plants that are suitable for use by home gardeners.
Oh, no, indeed. Now, you have a big role at the British Protected Ornamentals Association. It was their conference quite recently at Stoneleigh. What in particular came out of that that was of interest to the wider industry, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if I was to choose just one thing to comment on, it would be the situation with growing media and substrate. What fascinated me in the talk that I found most interesting was the sphagnum farming talk, which I thought was fantastic. I think there's still a long way to go, but finding alternatives to coir and to wood chip to produce good quality, reliable substrates is absolutely vital. And I was with someone last week, Andrew and I were visiting, they'd been testing peat-free composts and finding some issues with seed germination and seedling development. So more research is needed. I welcome the new initiative that the RHS have brought forward, this new program, bringing the industry together to do more development work on substrates. But unless we get good substrates, the industry is going to be threatened, Matt. I really do believe that. And so every little bit of research that we can get our hands on to help flesh out a better way of developing substrates, I think is very, very important.
Sphagnum farmers are quite a long way off being really commercial. So what R&D is going on, paid for by the government, which is actually going to help in the next few years before, growers are kind of banned from using peat, maybe 28, 20, 2030.
Yeah, I think the peat reduce story is there, but I still don't see any major developments for, really good, reliable, peat-free media for the home gardener. Can I mention trade names? I mean, the Fertile Fiber product did perform very well in the recent Witch trial that was published in January. And I believe there's some more research to be published by Witch with potatoes in the next issue of the Witch Garden magazine. So, there is some great work going ahead. I know Julian Davis at Stockbridge is producing or undertaking quite a lot of work on this. And I think, again, it will be very, very valuable to see what Julian and his team have to tell us about some of the new combinations. But peat-free is still a challenge. Even Melcourt, who do a great job, and I use their product myself, have problems finding good materials to produce their mixes.
Oh, and it's getting quite urgent for the home garden because that's the end of 2024. So
that's great.
Watch that with space. Now, another big issue that came up last summer was drought. And I know you've been looking at drought-tolerant seeds. So what have you been doing on that?
Well, we're looking at the performance of some of our vegetables and flowers in low low rainfall conditions. And we've got a major research project with our sister company in India, Indus and Burpee Seeds, where we are looking at alternative hybrids that have got more drought tolerance. Again, it's still a long way to go, but drought tolerance and weather tolerance generally, I think, again, will become increasingly important. How successful we are, I think the jury's still out, Matt. I think there's still a long way to go on this, but we are watching it. And with climate change, it's not just about drought, is it? It's about heavy rainfall, unpredictable weather patterns, It really is a difficult area to produce plants that are fully sustainable, that consumers can grow successfully, or if you like, with some degree of guarantee of success.
And another perennial issue is pest and disease problems. And your, you know, special area is tomatoes, and obviously we have you know, problems with the virus at the moment. So what's going on there?
Virus resistance, I think, is going to become more critical. But one of the good things that came out of Brexit has been a tightening of plant health controls and controls on bringing seed into the country. And so with regard to solanaceous crops and stiffer, you know, more testing, stiffer regulations, I think is welcome from our side. But our main focus has been on blight resistance for outdoor crops of tomato with home gardeners. And with that, I think we've been very successful. And we continue to push forward with all new varieties being blight resistant to a high degree. And we have a couple of new, well, in fact, three new varieties that we're bringing out for 2023. Bliss, which is a yellow plum. Black Moon, which is a black-skinned orange. And Toddler, which is a large cherry small cocktail, all of which have got pretty good resistance to blight. That program actually came out of some suggestions made by Rufus Roberts, the previous owner of Sutton's, with Dave Robinson. And I asked them what their biggest complaint was at Sutton's in the 2010, 9, 10, 11. And Rufus told me, it's blight, number one problem. And so our program really became focused on that from that point on. And then we introduced Crimson Crush, of course, and out of that, these other new varieties, Cocktail Crush, Rose Crush, and the rest of it came from that work.
No, brilliant. Thanks for that. Now, Andrew, just going back to you, what other plans and aims have you got now? I mean, you haven't been there very long, but what plans and aims have you got for the business?
Now, I think we have some very established routes to market at the moment, and I think as the supply chain gets more difficult, I think we're aiming to expand that. Some of the conversations we've had with customers last week, it's all about stock. If you've got stock in the country, then you're in a good position. So I think being able to ensure that the supply chain is there, that it's quality product. That's going to be key. I think also going forward as well, I think we also have to look at sort of the environmental and ethical side of the supply chain, and that is going to be another key consideration, I think, going forward.
No, indeed. Now, you both have a vast amount of experience in the industry. So, Simon, after all your years heading towards retirement, what are the biggest lessons you've learnt, or, you know, what in your decades in the industry, do you reckon?
Well, you know, first of all, I think supply chain is critical, particularly with seeds. You know, you were right. I think you started by saying now, you know, working with a perishable product, and essentially that's what we're talking about here. It's a perishable product, not highly perishable, but still perishable. Making sure the quality of that product incoming reaches a very high standard, I think, is critical. That's something that I really picked up from working with Pan American, working with their post-harvest seed conditioning programs in Costa Rica and California, and now again starting to work with the guys in Bangalore and India, and working along similar lines. I think that is the important thing. Having what you can sell, right, Matt? Yeah, having what you can sell, so important. It's just a very basic, straightforward thing, but sometimes achieving that can be very, very problematic.
No, that's a wise lesson. And I guess you've come in from the same place, Andrew.
Very much so. I think being transparent with your customers. I think if you've got an issue, then face up to it, because I think if you're forward thinking, you can come up with a solution. I think nobody likes surprises.
Nobody likes surprises. No, well, that's a good way to end up. And it's been really good talking to Andrew Mellows and Simon Crawford from Burpee. And at the end of the Hawk Week podcast, we always end up with a question which isn't a surprise. It's the question, what is your favourite plant? So let's start off with Andrew. Have you got a favourite plant you'd take to a desert island?
Oh, I do. My garden is adorned at the moment with cordylines, so I love the different colours you can get, etc. But since starting at Burpee, my eyes have been opened up to sunflowers and just the sheer variety and colours that you can get. I'd have to take two with me, Matt.
That's fine. Two cheerful choices there, and Simon, I think we know what you're going to choose.
Well, I've enjoyed and really relished many plants through my career, but I have to say that the plant that has really, if you like, sculpted me, made me, is tomato, and I still love it. Its variation, its diversity, and the fact that you can actually eat it. That would be my number one.
Brilliant. Thanks, Simon. So thanks, Simon Crawford, and thanks to Andrew Mellows from Burpee. I'm Hawk Week editor Matthew Appleby, and this has been the Hawk Week podcast. Subscribe to or follow Hawk Week podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or your preferred podcast platform. Once again, thank you and goodbye until next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.